You're part of a group of very active area legislators. How did the camaraderie develop?
John and I came in together, for starters. We were both elected in 2012. He, too, had held elected office prior to that. He had been a mayor for a number of years. And I think I just, from the get-go, said, this is my approach. I'm not here to build a resume. I'm here to get things done. I'm not a newbie to this. I've worked on Capitol Hill for many years. I'd worked in Chicago. I'd worked here at the state level. So I am here to get things done. And I said, you know, there are times we're not going to agree, but let's work on the things we can work on. I had that exact same conversation then with Neil Breslin and the exact same conversation with Senator Amador, because I overlap. My district overlaps with both of them. We don't have to agree. We don't even have to sponsor bills, the same bills. But we all have that working relationship of let's get it done. And our districts should come first. So, for instance, Senator Amador and I, we ran into a property tax issue out in Gilderlin. We were on the phone repeatedly, and we've got three bills moving through to address what had been a rather serious property tax issue out in Gilderlin. And that's our approach.
How'd you get interested in politics?
I'll give credit in a couple of places. My parents, I'm the daughter of immigrants, but my parents, while they had little formal education, neither finished high school, that they always had a newspaper in the house. And I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and they were rather tumultuous political times, so it was hard not to pay attention, whether it was the war or whether it was the civil rights movement. So I think I paid attention there. And then I distinctly remember a seventh grade nun. She was retired, but she would come in and teach a segment every week or something. And she would have us memorize all the federal cabinet members, all the secretaries. At that time, I think there were 13. And she would read us Cupp's column, which was a very, very popular political column in the Chicago Sun-Times at the time. And so I think just growing up during fascinating times, and then the fact that it was something that was on our kitchen table every day, and then it was something I looked forward to every week.
How do you keep tabs of what your constituents are interested in, what they want out of you as their representative in the state legislature?
First of all, I give out my email and my phone number everywhere I go, and I encourage people to look me up, because we do welcome ideas. We try. It's hard at times, but we really do pay attention to the emails we get, even if it's overwhelming during this budget season. I always encourage people to reach out. But when it's a bill idea, or when somebody thinks there's a legislative fix, we also really encourage them to work with whatever association they may have, because sometimes they can put it in a perfected in a way that can make it easier for us to work with. So, for instance, if you're a teacher, we encourage them to work with their school, work with their superintendent, work with their teachers' associations or superintendents' associate work, or the school board, you know, work with those that can really help, because sometimes there's been a whole history. For instance, trying to promote electric vehicles, the purchase of electric vehicles. We saw there was a little bit of a history, failed history, so we adjusted our bill to perfect it a little bit more. And it's the same with an education issue right now. We're also looking at some property issues to try to work with land conservation. A lot of development pressures in some of our more popular towns, to work with them on how they might look at some smart growth measures that would also benefit from water use, land use, and even some flood prevention. So it's taking what somebody might bring of a nugget of idea, but then selling it as maybe, oh, this could also work through flood prevention, so we need to talk to folks who know that issue, or land conservancy issues, or the serious one, and that is water, our water infrastructure problems. I often will connect dots for folks to say, hey, you need to reach out to the water board on this, or need to reach out to the towns association. There are 16,000 bills, I think, introduced each year, 11,000, 16,000, I forget my numbers. Only a few hundred actually ever make it into law. So we work hard to try to get a well-crafted measure.